Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for January 11th, 2022at 1900, if all would rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome everyone to the first meeting of 2022. See, we have a packed crowd, so we'll try to move things along. We'll move right into the next item here that's on the agenda, the designations and appointments for 2022. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at that first resolution. I don't know, Jeremy, if you wanted to review anything or if council had any questions about it, any of it.
Yeah, I think everything's pretty much the same as we had last year. And the only thing I could see of maybe some discussion is if you wanted to change start time or.
Council, any thoughts or anything? Otherwise, it's pretty much a standard thing. Some of these things, we only have one option anyway, like the newspaper. There's no other discussion. I look for a motion to approve the resolution.
Trace, I move to approve resolution number 2022-01.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2022-01. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember aye. Poplar aye.
Councilmember Weber aye.
Councilman Tracy aye.
Mayor Lund aye. All oppose. Resolution passes. Move on now to public comment. If anybody from the public would like to comment. Yeah, we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. I don't know if anybody has anything else to add or subtract. Otherwise, I would look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Councilman Tracy, I move to approve the agenda as written.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilmember Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilmember Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I don't have a lot for you. Fire Department is here to ask, or myself is here to ask, about the possibility of the Fire Department getting a storage shed on the north side of the fire station. The Fire Department will be looking at putting a majority of the funds towards it. I just want to know basically what we can do on the north side of this building. Ideally, I'd like to see something that comes off of our exit door on the north side, basically underneath our office window. So you could walk out, the shed would face east and west with like a driveway out to the parking lot. If that was not feasible, something over on this northwest side where the dumpsters are over here. Basically, it's preliminary. I just basically here for your guys' thoughts or to look into it to see what and where we can go with something like this. Looking to do like a 12 by 24, putting it on a concrete slab. Fire department has a lot of stuff in the station that doesn't need to be in the station, a lot of cold storage items, and it's taking up a lot of room and just making the station look really cluttered. So when we do our pork chop dinners, our steak dinners, it's a chore. We end up storing stuff at people's houses just to get stuff cleaned up and out of the way. And I don't think that needs to happen. I think we can do something. So I'm just here for council's thoughts. I mean, I understand it can't be decided tonight, but if it's something we can look into.
Well, what I'd like to do is sit down with Greg and look at where we have piping running there.
Okay.
That'd be my biggest concern, is to make sure that we're not you know, interfering if we ever have to dig anything up or pull wells or, you know, because the wells are right back there too.
Right.
I know electrical runs back there. So I think kind of one of the things, I don't know when you guys want to do this, but my thought process would be as soon as spring comes that we get out and have everything located.
Yeah, and then that's fine. I'm hoping by end of year, but I mean, it's...
Because we may be easier. I know it'd be ideal there, but
yeah.
I know electrical runs there from the building into here.
Sure.
You got water, wells, and piping. So I think that's something that we want to look at first.
Yeah, I agree. I just basically preliminary, get it known. Because, it's something we're looking to do. I've been after it myself for a handful of years with, you know, other chiefs being in charge, and it's kind of gone nowhere. And it's something I think that needs to be addressed. We just have too much stuff. So, other than that, I don't have anything for now, unless you guys have any questions for me.
Council, any questions for the chief?
No.
No, looks you got off easy in the first meeting.
All right. Thanks.
See you next month. Thanks,
chief. Have a good night.
Yep. Too. And we'll move on then to old city business. Move on to the city council member vacancy that we have.
So first off, you can see that Dina Braith and Richard Maltz have submitted letters to the city as to why they want to serve on council. I believe Jason Buckentine is here also for that consideration. Am I correct?
Council, any thoughts, any questions? The process in which it would roll is we could go ahead and make a motion to approve any one of these, or anybody else for that matter, to the position. Since it's under 2 years, we don't have to have a special election. So we can just do it by appointment and go that route.
Councilman Tracy, my recommendation, I mean, I appreciate the letters and the interest. It's good to see. Usually there's no interest in any of this. But I like the idea of going with Mr. Buckentine, just because he's been on the most recent. He's aware of current events, if you will. So I feel like he'd be able to hit the ground running out of the options we have. It's my opinion.
I would agree with that.
I do too.
So I, Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the appointment of Jason Buckentine to fill Scott Feltman's council seat.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
The move and seconded to approve Jason Buckentine to fill the vacant seat for Scott Feltman. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Congratulations, Jason. You're back on the council.
We want him to sit up here with us, or just continue to work from out there?
Well, my thought process, have him come to the next meeting starting, and then as we start the meeting, I'll have a resolution that will approve him taking this position. And we'll just approve that at the start of the meeting, and then...
Then swear him in.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll move on.
Hopefully you ain't going to miss nothing from now to February. So
let's hope not. Yeah. No kidding. Move on then to the bids for the riprap repair. Hopefully everybody had a chance to take a look. Any questions you have for staff, or Jeremy, did you want to add anything at this point?
Yeah. So I did talk with our engineer, Justin Black, and we had some conversation on all the bids. He reviewed them. He's put a letter together. Sees no reason as to why we should not award the bid to Rickard Excavating. Rickard Excavating came in at $91,715.60. Schneider Excavating came in at $93,288. William Millers and Sons came in at $93,688.20. And Jerby Contracting came in at $112,468. So nice thing with this is engineer's estimate was 142,630. So well under estimate. So we always love to see that. But I see no reason, neither does our engineer, as to not award the bid to Rickard Excavating out of Glencoe.
Also, any questions on it? Otherwise, that's why we pay SCH the big bucks to help us out with these things.
I don't know if I can say what I want to say. me personally, for the difference, I'd like to see kind of like the hometown team kind of get it. Is that being, I feel like I can't say that. I guess it's just there. That's a drop in the bucket difference to have a business right in our own community perform the work. I know that kind of goes against our status quo, but I mean, for this difference on a project this size, it's not a hill I'm going to choose to die on, but if I have my say, I would personally like to go that route, minority or not. That's my take.
Any other additional thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's not much difference.
No, I agree with you, but you got to watch out when you don't take the lowest bid. Typically, you have to have a reason as to why you're not taking the lowest bid. Otherwise, sometimes you can create some issues by, what would we say, favoritism?
Yeah, and that's why I was hesitant to even say it. I mean, that was right. Probably my initial thought.
And that's where it's.
But over the price difference, I'll accept that criticism. It's a risk I'm willing to take, I guess. Okay. And like I said, seeing somebody right in our own community, I mean, I'd like to keep that work at home if we could.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a 2% difference. So it's not a large difference. If someone were to raise the question why we went with a higher bid than a lower bid, mm-hmm. We're only, like I say, it rounds to 2%.
Yeah.
Any additional thoughts? Otherwise, I look for a motion to award the bids.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the bid of Willie Miller and Sons for $93,688.20.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Willie Miller and Sons bid of $93,688.20. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Willie Miller and Sons gets the bid. We'll move on then to general maintenance worker applications. Jeremy, if you want to give us an overall synopsis on what we have and don't have.
Yeah, so basically, with the job applications, we've received the deadline of January 3rd. We received 5 applications. In reviewing them, there's maybe one person in here that'd be semi-qualified. We just have in his water and sewer licenses. But really looking through that, that's his only experience is working in water and sewer. I don't really see much any other operation, you know, in there that goes with the other, all the other hats, so to say, and departments that come with the job. We got some people in here that have kind of have gone from a sous chef to now landscaping. Some people that had worked in piping and fitting. Another candidate health and physical education turned into running now their own landscaping. One that is a service work security at a hospital. So, I mean, personally, in reviewing them, I don't think there's one ideal candidate. My suggestion to council would be to maybe run it for another month. Maybe we look maybe out more to the west. I don't know that we're going to pull people from the east because of the pay scale. You know, just kind of a theory I have is it would be nice to get someone that maybe has done maintenance, has plowed snow, has cut lawn, is handy, you know, as a hands-on person. Ideally, it'd be great to have that plus water and sewer. But if they have the ambition, you know, to come in, we know they can do the day-to-day stuff. We can fall back on Kurt Reitz. I've talked to Kurt Reitz. He'll stick around for a few more years, you know, to cover us in a worst case scenario. I know we can partner with someone else or people services or something of that nature to cover us water and sewer. But I think really the ideal candidate would be, you know, to find someone that's ambitious to do with all aspects of the job. I mean, not knocking anybody, any of their resumes, but I think personally, I just feel we should open it up a little longer to see what we get. We seem to be getting more inquiries now this month than we did with December. And I think when we ran in December, it was pretty tough with the holidays. So, yeah.
My thought process as well is to, we need to target west and south. I mean, people are going to come. They're not going to commute for more money and come work for less. You know, it's not the way it works. We got to pull from further west or further south. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how we target.
Just try to those word locations. Out. You know, I put it on the league's website. I put it on Rural Water. So all them water websites too. And wherever I can think of, you know, we've put it out there.
Have you tried like Craigslist? And
we haven't done any of that. Nothing like social media or Craigslist or anything we haven't done, but
that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Put it out everywhere. Good.
You can kind of pick locations, right? You can like pick some.
Yeah, you could do like Carver County, maybe even like Scott. Or, I don't know how it breaks it up, but I think
it's we can try and put it out on, you know, maybe Facebook to the have them. Group pages or what cover cities.
How opposed are we from putting, I know we kind of discussed the price range, but didn't put it in the actual, because I had somebody contact me and, you know, they're like, yes, you know, they're like, what do you got? You know, you guys are going to pay, you know, $20 an hour. I got this and I got that. I was like, no, it'd be more than that. I think, you know, we'd be willing to entertain that. And they made it so I'm like, oh, well, they were just assuming it was going to be $20 an hour regardless. And the person that contacted me had both licenses we were looking
for. Okay. So, you know, and that's something too, I think maybe council should have open discussion on is if we are looking at to put it out for advertisement is maybe at least setting a range.
Yeah, I would.
Because it is kind of the number one question I get.
Or like a starting ad and then something with credentials.
Yep. And the other thing I think we may have to consider unless we luck out. You know, I just hate to even put it out there, but you just seem to have people that are willing to wear all hats or a dying breed. I think the biggest thing is the being the lead person. you know, and having to work all departments versus one department. So you almost kind of need someone that's young and ambitious, it almost seems like. I mean, we'll take anybody, but the other thing we run into is the on-call. That's another thing I've been hearing through the grapevine from people is, am I going to be on call every weekend? You know, and that's something we can look up at. I have no problem put myself into that rotation to help out and maybe one or two council members. So that way, maybe it's once a month.
And do we have, is there any way we can kind of look back and like, you know, how realistic is it to get a call? You know, how many calls does Greg get a year?
Yeah, and that's something I can look at.
Just for a ballpark for him, you know, because, I mean, they might be thinking, well, it's two times a weekend, when if it's one time a month.
And it's probably once every, well, recorded anyways. Who knows how many knocks on the door there have been because you live in town.
Right.
You know, that aren't recorded. But, yeah, it's probably once every couple months, I would think, that really it's a.
But I do agree with the rotation.
It's a burden, but if you get a stormy year,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's, you know, every other week for a while, or I don't, you know.
And just having that hanging over your head. I mean, yeah. If it is just you, even if you're not getting calls, you still have that weight on your shoulders.
Exactly. Every time it storms.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be alert.
Well, council, what kind of direction do we want to give the staff?
I think we should put a price range on there. Me personally, yep. I think we should put, I don't know. I think we initially talked 20 to 30 based on experience and qualifications, or experience and certifications, however we want to word that. But I don't know if that's still a feasible.
And would pay more than 30 if there's a person that's out there that's already got the qualifications that do decide to say, hey, well, $30, if you give me 33, 34, 35. And they're really, really qualified for it. Then, I mean, are we going to say no to that? And especially if they knock us off, you know, they say, hey.
Another thing kind of you got to consider, I think probably the max you can go is 33 and a half.
Okay.
That's about what my salary is, because otherwise then you're going to get into pay equity issues, which I want to avoid too. You know, I mean, we can't sit here and go, okay, well, we got to give the clerk a $10,000 bonus. We can, you know, now it's like, what do you, you know, it's the
right.
You got to kind of watch too. So,
yeah.
I would do like a, I don't know, 20 to 28 or something, just try to get applicants.
Right.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Put 20 to 28 and we'll just see what we get.
20 to
28,
depending on DOQ.
Yeah.
And then west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
South and west.
West and south. Yeah. I mean, if we.
So I'll look at what papers are out there for that.
Yeah.
Get something in there.
Could probably get it in that free paper. Those three free papers that come every.
Yeah. Every week. I was trying to think of what that was before, just earlier. I don't know. I forget what that's called, but. Gold or something like that.
Advertiser now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the gold miner's gone now, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Well, there's nothing in that either.
It's just something I recycle.
But I think trying to hit the websites, you know, because I don't know who really, you know, the paper, that's kind of a, you know, we'll still do it, but I think if anybody can think of something, just email me. You know, we'll try to get it out on the websites. I think that's really.
Yeah. Definitely we should. Look into that Craigslist if there's some cities, county, or if you can go county.
I think it's by county, and I think it's like $25 a posting minimal.
I think what kind of hurt us too, there were cities around us that had openings too. So hopefully they fill theirs now, get some qualified applications. But yeah. But yeah. So if anybody's listening, good job available.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a good job. What do we do with these? Do these stay in the hopper for now? And then,
I would say we would consider them. We're just extending the deadline. Yeah. So, I mean, what do we want to look at for deadline?
Probably next council meeting.
Yeah, before the next meeting.
Before the next meeting. So maybe February, by the end of the day, February 7th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then,
depending on what we can get, maybe before the meeting, us three as personnel committee can meet.
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Any other thoughts or questions on that? Otherwise, it sounds like we got a good plan going forward. Move on then to Christmas light bids.
Yeah, so for the Christmas light bids, get a major bidding war, but we at least got some bids. So we got two bids. I haven't opened them. Two bids for lot one. First bid. For lot one, as they're bidding $500 from Lindell Sons. And the other bid, $150 for lot one. And we only received one bid for lot two. For lot two was $150. Do we want to award those bids or?
Council
accept them or take whatever we can get for the old lights. Kind of what we're gonna do with them.
And that's what that
say. Just accept it.
Kind of a fire sale. Yeah, get rid of it. Bring in the new.
So then, what I would look for is a motion to approve lot one bid of $500 for Talinda Sons, and lot two for $150. To Donald, is it Bartholomew?
Yep.
Donald Bartholomew.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the sealed bid for lot one for $500 to Linda Sons and the sealed bid for lot two for $150 to Donald Bartholomew.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moving seconded to approve or award the bids for the lot as stated. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Bids are awarded. Move on then to new city business personnel committee meetings.
Yeah. So all I got there is just if the personnel committee wants to maybe figure out dates. I don't know if maybe you want to do it on Mayor's Inn, if that would work. You know what I mean? Kill two birds with one stone, maybe. Where we can sit down and meet and go through the, you know, one working with the maintenance worker, obviously we'll be meeting to go through that, but also get cracking on the ordinances and zoning ordinances.
Yeah, we could probably do that if that would work with Tim.
It'll be the first Tuesday.
Except for February, it won't be the first Tuesday because that's caucus night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we can't have that. So we can't have it that night. So I'll hold it February 3rd, which is Thursday.
Thursday.
So, and I'm usually up here at 6 or a little bit before.
So,
six.
Look for an email from me and then I'll email back and forth and we'll get something set up. I'll try to set something up on a monthly basis, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Sounds good.
Other than new city business, that's
okay. Well, then we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
I have nothing.
I already mentioned it earlier, the mayor's in time. Like I say, it's not going to be on the first because it's caucus night. So it'll be on the third, same time. I'll be in the Young America Township room from 6 to 8. We will get out a newsletter this week here. So I'll get that. My portion over to you guys. Probably some things we can include is the pancake breakfast on Sunday, Probably maybe even something a little about the fish fry that's going to happen for Sunday in February.
Trying to find some info on that today, but I didn't see anything.
Nothing?
On Facebook.
But. And then probably even maybe put another blurb out there for a maintenance worker.
Yep. We'll just keep that on there. Yep.
Matt, trying to think if there's anything else for the good of the city. Not that I can think of. Well, that's all I have. Anybody else have anything else? Otherwise, I would look for a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn the city council meeting.
Councilman Popper, second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Barber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Hamburg City Council meeting for January 11th, 2022 is adjourned at 19:31.